弟兄姊妹们，朋友们，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主，让我们在一起有点交通。
I thank the Lord for this time of fellowship.
今天我和弟兄姊妹来思想一个题目。
Today we will consider a topic.
就是从神永远的旨意来看苦难。
That is to look at difficulty from God's eternal purpose.
我们来先读一些经文。
We will first read some scripture.
我们先读希伯来书五章七到九节。
Hebrews chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章希伯来书第五章第七到第九节。
Hebrews chapter 5 verses 7 through 9.
我想请读中文的弟兄姊妹大家一同读一次，然后英文的一同读一次。
We will have the Chinese read first and the English.
好，我们三节一起念中文来。基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚明了应允。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从，他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Verse 7. During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
第二次我们读希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。我们要读四到十三节。
Verses 4 through 13.
我们也是请弟兄姊妹们大家一起来读。我们这次呢，一节一节的读。中文读一节，英文读一节。
We will alternate Chinese and English, one verse at a time.
好，我们大家一起来。希伯来书十二章第四节，你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
Verse 4. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you.
因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son.
你们所忍受的，是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons.For what son is not disciplined by his father?
管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是失子，不是儿子了。
If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons.
第九节，再者，我们曾有生身的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
Verse 9. Moreover, we have all had human fathers and disciplined us and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live?
生身的父都是钻髓己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness.
凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经练过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来。
Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and weak knees.
也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不致歪脚，反得痊愈。
Make level paths for your feet so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed.
我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们俯伏敬拜你。
Lord, we prostrate before you.
你这位替我们站在儿子地上受审判的主。
You who stand in the position of the Son and who was judged.
你在苦难中学了顺从。
In difficulty, you learned obedience.
你成为我们得救的根源。
And you are the source of our salvation.
你的完全要使我们成为完全。
Your perfection will allow us to become perfect.
主啊，我们来到你面前。
Lord, we come before you.
在举起救恩的杯。
And we lift up the cup of salvation.
感谢你。
To thank you.
赞美你。
And praise you.
尊你为大。
And to exalt you on high.
主啊，你所说的都是是的。
Lord, all that you say is right.
哦，你的旨意是善良、纯全、可喜悦的。
And your will is good and perfect.
主啊，今天在地上。
Lord, on this earth.
我们所求的是你的旨意成就。
What we ask is that your will be done.
哦，主耶稣，成就在个人身上。
May your will be done on the individual.
更要成就在你的教会里。
And even more so in your church.
主啊，听我们的祷告。
Lord, listen to our prayer.
教导我们。
Teach us.
与我们同在。
And be with us.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.我们要从神永远的旨意来看苦难。
We will look at a difficulty from God's eternal purpose.
自从罪进到世界以后，
Ever since sin entered the world,
人生就有苦难。
Humans have had difficulty.
不信主的人有苦难。
Non-believers have difficulty.
信主的人也有苦难。
And those who believe have difficulty.
但是不信主的人遇见苦难的时候，
But when non-believers encounter difficulty,
找不着
They find no meaning.
他们怪命运。
They blame their bad luck.
他们怨天尤人。
And they complain to heaven and to others.
而基督徒遇见苦难的时候，
But when Christians encounter trials,
我们知道有一位神。
We know there is a God.
有一位神为我们定了美好的旨意。
And it is a God who has a will for us.
而且他叫万事都互相效力。
And he causes all things to work together.
叫那些爱神的人都得益处。
So that those who love the Lord will gain.
就是那些按着他旨意被召回来的人。
And these are those who love his will.
所以基督徒经历苦难。
And so when Christians encounter trials,
有非常重大的意义。
There is great meaning.
若是我们肯回到神的跟前，
If we are willing to come before the Lord,
从他 原有的永远旨意来看的时候，
And to see it from his eternal purpose,
不仅我们个人要得益处，
Not only will we gain something,
我们更要叫所有弟兄姊妹得益处，
But we will, but all the brothers and sisters will gain as well.
最近我们有一些弟兄姊妹生病了。
Recently, many brothers and sisters have become ill.
我们大家都非常的关切。
And we all care deeply for them.
因为我们都同在一个身体的里头。
Because we belong to this body.
经上说，当一个肢体受苦的时候，
When the Bible says that when the member of the body suffers,
全身就一同受苦。
Then the whole body suffers.
这个感觉是非常真实的。
And this feeling is very true.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
在弟兄姊妹的苦难中，
that in the trials of our brothers and sisters,
我们看见身体的相爱。
We see the love of the body.
我们看见肢体们彼此的供应。
And we see how the members support one another.
无论是在祷告上，
whether it be in prayer,
在实际的帮助看望上，
or in actually helping and caring,
真是有一个美好的见证。
It is a good testimony.
但是我们除了彼此相爱，彼此相顾之外，
But apart from our mutual love and care,
我们更重要的可能是应当和我们的弟兄姊妹们一同的学习。
More importantly, we can learn together with our brothers and sisters.
今天神容许我们遇见这些事情。
Because today God allows us to encounter these things.
究竟对我们来说有什么意义？
What meaning does it have for us?
因为我们在身体里。
Because we are in this body.
所以我们有一个相信。
So we believe.
这些个别的事件发生在弟兄姊妹身上。
That these individual things that happen on our brothers and sisters.
并不是单独为他们个人的。
It's not solely for their purpose.
也是为着身体的。
It is also for the entire body.
我们肯来学习的时候。
And if we are willing to learn,
我们全身就一同得造就。
Then the entire body will be edified.
而且我们要有一个意念。
And we need to have this concept.
像主耶稣提醒我们的一样。
Like when Jesus reminds us.
在路加福音第十三章那里。
In Luke chapter 13.
主耶稣他讲了两件事。
Jesus says two things.
因为那时候有人把那些被比拉多所杀的加利利人，他们的血被拿来混在别的血里面去敬拜。
Because at that time, people were taking the blood of the people that were executed by Pilate to mix it with other blood to worship.
好像是一件很可悲的事情。
And it seems like a very tragic thing.
但是主耶稣问他们。
But Jesus asked them,
他说，你们以为这些加利利人比众人更有罪吗？
Do you think that these Galileans have more sin than others?
他们是更有罪才受这个害吗？
Is it because they have more sin that they have faced this situation?
主的答案说不是。
And his answer is no.
然后主借着用一个比喻。
And he uses a parable.
他说从前希罗亚楼倒塌了，压死了十八个人。第四节。
Verse 4. Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them.
所以耶稣就问说，你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？
Do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem?
主的答案说不是。
His answer is no.
那他要告诉我们什么呢？
What is he trying to tell us?
他说你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
Unless you repent, you too will all perish.
所以我们一个肢体在这种情况的中间。
And so when the body is in such a condition,
几个肢体在这种情况的中间。
When some members of the body are in this situation,
是主要提醒我们。
Then God is reminding us.
我们若不悔改，
if we
都要如此灭亡。
Then we will all perish.
今天我们看见苦难临到。
Today we see trials come.
弟兄姊妹在磨难之中。
And our brothers and sisters are in difficult times.
我们应当回到神的跟前来。
We ought to come back before the Lord.
一同来寻求。
To search.
主啊，你要教导我们什么？
God, what is it that you are trying to teach us?
在还没有讲到这些的方面之前，
And before I share on these things,
我愿意更先提几个，就是在这一次的学习中间，我们已经得着的。
I want to bring up some things that we have already gained from these lessons.
而是这些个别的生病的弟兄姊妹，他们已经得着的。
Or things that the brothers and sisters have gained from this experience.
而且这些的得着是能存到永远的。
And these gains will last for eternity.
第一个就是我们看见弟兄姊妹们在病痛中间，他们与主更亲。
First, we see that the brothers and sisters in their trial is closer with the Lord.
无论是原来很爱主的，或是原来还不是那么爱主的。
Whether they are those who already love the Lord a lot, or those who did not love the Lord as much.
我们看见这些弟兄姊妹遇见疾病的时候，他们愿意来到主的跟前。
We see that these brothers and sisters, when they become ill, they're willing to come before the Lord.
在那里亲近主，读主的话。
To draw near to Him and to read His Word.
这是真正的祝福。
This is true blessing.
弟兄姊妹，当我们身体好的时候。
Because when our bodies are healthy.
我们为好多的事忙碌。
We are busy for many things.
我们常常没有主。
And oftentimes we do not have God.
但主有些时候让我们来有一些时间更多的得着他。
But many times the Lord will allow us to have more time to gain Him.
第二个点呢，是我们看见这些弟兄姊妹们在这些打击来到的时候，他们的信心坚定，他们都靠主站立得住。
Secondly, we see that when these illnesses come, the faith of our brothers and sisters stands firm.
这是非常宝贵的。
This is very precious.
没有怨言。
No complaints.
顺服在主的跟前。
And they're obedient before the Lord.
这是一个得胜。
This is a victory.
啊，第三个就是刚才我提到了，我看见弟兄姊妹们在身体中的彼此相爱。
Thirdly, I already mentioned the mutual love between brothers and sisters.
我们有做饭食的。
There are those who prepare meals.
有去陪伴生病的弟兄姊妹的。
And those who accompany the sick brothers and sisters.
祷告看望的。
Those who pray and visit.
这些都是美好的见证。
These are all good testimonies.
但是有一点我们要提醒。
But there is a reminder.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么当弟兄姊妹有病的时候，我们就抽得出时间来看望？
Why is it that only when brothers and sisters are sick do we have the time to visit?
为什么弟兄姊妹生病的时候，我们的祷告就比较迫切？
Why is it when brothers and sisters are sick that our prayers are more urgent?
难道主的旨意不是更重要吗？
Is not God's will more important?
为什么我们为神的旨意祷告的时候，我们好像没有什么力量？
Why is it that our prayers seem to lack strength when we pray for God's will?
必须要我们亲眼看见这些苦难的时候，我们里面才产生感觉。
Only when we personally see these sicknesses that we have more feeling.
所以这是我们祷告上一个非常大的缺陷。
And so this is a shortcoming in our prayers.
我们重视个人的需要，远胜于神的需要。
We emphasize the individual needs far above the needs of God.
我们对疾病的关切远比神旨意的成就更大。
And our care for sickness is greater than our care for God.
往往在这件事情上面，弟兄姊妹，我们能够学习。
May we learn from this situation.
但不是光我们这一个地方是这样。
And not only in this situation.
各地的情形都类似。
Other situations are similar.
所以当上一次Dale King 弟兄来我们这里传讲信息之后
，Last time when our brother Dale King came to speak,
他就跟我提起一个事情。
He mentioned something to me.
吃饭的时候，他跟我主动讲了一件事情。
He came up to me during lunchtime.
他说：“现在好像神的儿女那个为病祷告的太多了。”
And he said that it seems like the children of God pray for sickness too much these days.
是的，我们是应该关心弟兄姊妹。
Yes, we are to care for our brothers and sisters.
但主教导我们是什么呢？
But what does the Lord teach us?
我们要先求神的国和神的义。
We first seek His righteousness and kingdom.
然后其他的一切东西是自动加给我们的。
And all the rest will be added on.
啊，我们如果先去求其他一切的东西
，If we first go ask all the other things,
我们把次序颠倒过来的时候
，And we invert the order,
可能就叫我们所求的落了空。
Then what we ask for may be in vain.
所以这是我们在一边。还有得着，那我们一面也应当所提醒。
So on one hand we benefit, but this also a reminder.
另外提醒就是我们为什么平日我们的看望就没时间，等到弟兄姊妹生病的时候，我们就有时间的呢
？And why is it that we have time to visit the sick, but when they're not sick, we don't have time?
我们在这个身体的里头
，We're in this body.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等需要弟兄姊妹彼此有联络、有交通。
How we need to have mutual care and communication between each other.
当然，这也不是我们单独一个地方的问题。
And of course, this is not an individual situation.
各教会里面，我们都是在这个方面就显得很弱。
In all areas of the church, it seems like we are weak in this aspect.
这显明我们身体的感觉不够。
It reveals that we do not have enough of the sense of a body.
我们还是活在我们个人的情况的多。
And we live in our individual condition more.
我们心少顾念到其他的肢体。
And we do not care as much for the other members of the body.
所以这些也是主来提醒我们的。
And so these are also reminders from the Lord.
我们的相爱不应当只有在他们生病的时候。
Our love should not only be when they are sick.
弟兄姊妹身体有软弱，固然应当关心。
Of course, we need to care for them when they are sick.
但是那些心灵软弱的更需要关心。
But those who are weak in spirit need more of our care.
心灵的软弱是更严重的问题。
Because a weakness in spirit is a more serious problem.
但是我们常常察觉不到这些的需要。
But oftentimes we cannot sense these needs.
我们不够活在灵的里头。
And we do not live enough in the spirit.
我们必须要眼见的，我们才觉得是需要。
And so only the things that we see with our eyes, we see the need.
所以主给我们很重的功课学习。
So the Lord gives us heavy lessons to learn.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们来学这个功课。
May we learn these lessons.
平日我们就能看望。
So that in our normal daily life we can visit.
平日我们就爱祷告。
And we can love to pray in our daily life.
并且祷告的时候能够先求神的国和神的义。
And when we pray, we can first ask for God's kingdom and righteousness.
为着他旨意的成就，我们可以拼命的去祷告。
For the accomplishment of His will, we can urgently pray.
啊，另外一个点，我觉得我们得着的。
Another point that I feel we have gained from.
是我们的灵里边被警醒了。
Is that our spirits have been awakened.
弟兄姊妹，对我来说。
On my part.
每一个弟兄姊妹生病的消息传过来。
Whenever I hear of a brother or sister who is sick,
都好像从主那边得到了一个信息。
It is like a message that is from God.
就是主再回来的日子近了。
That is the Lord's return is near.
当这些接二连三的情况出现的时候。
Because when these events occur,
是主就要到了。
The Lord is to return.
好像古时候打仗。
It is like warfare in the ancient times.
古时候打仗，他们用什么来招聚他们的战士？
How do they gather their soldiers for war?
他们打鼓。
They would drum.
他们打那个战鼓。
They had war drums.
他们打第一次打鼓的时候。
And at the first drum,
大家呢就知道要预备了。
People know that they have to prepare.
如果你手上还有什么工作的话，赶快把它料理好。
And so if you are doing anything at the time, you have to set it aside.
第二次打鼓的时候，应该是已经在路上了。
At the second drum, they are already on the road.
第三次听到鼓声的时候，应当都已经在那里站好了，就是准备要打仗了。
At the third drum, they should all be in formation, ready to battle.
地上的战士们尚且这样。
And so the warriors of earth do these.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是属灵的战士。
Brothers and sisters, we are spiritual warriors.
我们是基督的精兵。
And we are the soldiers of Christ.
主用很多的事训练我们。
And so the Lord uses many things to train us.
主把仇敌苦难放在我们的身上。
And he places trials and the enemies in our life.
是为了要叫我们来学习征战的事情。
So that we can learn the things of battle.
若我们没有能够在这些事中学习，
If we cannot learn in these things,
我们就白白的受苦，
Then we will suffer in vain.
我们在那里关心，我们在那里爱护，
We are there to love and to care.
意义也不大，
But the meaning, significance is little.
但是我们若是因着这些事受提醒，
But if we are reminded by these events,
真的是主使我们的灵魂苏醒。
Then God will awaken our spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们活在一个世界非常的繁华的时代。
Because today we live in a very wealthy world.
这个世界用各样的东西麻醉我们。
And the world uses all kinds of things to desensitize us.
我们有太多美好的事物可以追求。
And there are too many good things to pursue after.
使我们的灵魂是沉睡的。
So that our spirit becomes asleep.
我们并不感觉到。我们活在一个属灵的战场上。
And so we do not feel that we are living in a spiritual battlefield.
反倒撒旦倒是很积极。
But on the other hand, Satan is very zealous.
因为他知道他的日子不多了。
Because he knows that his days are numbered.
他有他的工作要完成。
And he has his work to do.
所以一边在睡觉，一边在警醒，这个仗怎么打呢？
And so one side is asleep, but the other side is ready to battle. How do you fight here?
所以这些都是都是兆头。
And so all these things are signs.
是为了要告诉我们说主来的日子近了。
They are to tell us that the return of the Lord is near.
我们与撒旦之间的征战是越来越激烈的。
And our battle with Satan will become more severe.
若是我们在沉睡，
If we continue to sleep,
我们就要遇见失败。
Then we will encounter failure.
我们不但要做他的俘虏，
Not only will we be his captives,
我们还要被他伤害，
But we will be hurt by him.
所以主告诉我们说，
So the Lord tells us,
在马太福音24章，
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24,
24章42节，
Chapter 24, verse 42,
主说，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。
Jesus says, Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
44节,
Verse 44.
所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在很多时候提到这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we mentioned this many times.
但我们不晓得有多少弟兄姊妹真的觉得主要来。
But how many brothers and sisters feel that the Lord really will return soon?
真的觉得主在的日子很紧迫，可能就发生在明天。
Who really feel that the return of the Lord is very near, maybe even tomorrow.
如果这个感觉不能起来的话，
If we do not have this feeling,
主还需要再提醒我们。
Then he needs to continue to remind us.
那么主来的时候做什么呢？
But what will he do when he returns?
他来寻找有信德的人。
He will look for those who have faith.
寻找那些真正相信他的人。
Those who truly believe in him.
全心全力信赖他的人。
Those who depend on him with all their
就是在苦难中也对他坚信不疑的人。
Those who even in their illness and trial, stand firm.
知道他永不会失信。
That they will never lose faith.
啊，主永不会失信。
God, the Lord will never lose faith.
那么主来要寻找他的自己。
He is coming to search for himself.
我们身上有多少主的生命？
How much of God's of the Lord's life is in us?
我们还有多少我们自己的肉体？
And how much do we have of our own flesh?
十字架在我们身上曾经做过多少的工作？
How much work has the cross done in our lives?
今天主所称许的不是我们做了很多工。
Because what the Lord is looking for in our lives is not that we have done a lot.
不是我们多么有爱心，多么有热情。
Or how much love we have.
而是在我们身上到底有多少基督的成分。
But rather, how much of Christ do we have in us?
主来要迎娶他的心腹。
Because he is coming to receive his bride.
不仅个别的弟兄姊妹要预备。
So not only do individual brothers and sisters need to prepare.
乃是基督的身体。心腹一同预备
But the bride of Christ, which is the body, needs to be prepared.
是这些信主的人团体性的预备
So that all who believe in Christ will be prepared together.
那怎么我们知道个人的预备已经是很不容易
Brothers and sisters, we know that individual preparation is already difficult.
因为我们不像一个新娘子说要出嫁化过妆就可以上花轿
Because we're not simply a bride who can just do some makeup and be ready.
不过古代他们是比较严谨，特别是要嫁给君王的话。
But in the old times they were more strict, especially if you were to marry a king.
像这个以斯帖要嫁给王的时候。
For example, when Esther was to be married to the king.
她要在那180天，要好好好好的预备自己。
She spent 180 days to prepare herself.
还要用各样的香料，各样的最好的东西，来把她整个身体都预备好，洁净了，香了，才能够嫁给王的。
And she had to use all kinds of the best things to make herself ready for the king.
我们个人的预备都要花很大的时间。
And so our individual preparation takes much time.
团体的预备。
But our corporate preparation.
众人怎样能够成为一人？
How can all of us become one person?
我们能够怎样被神的爱把我们联络成为一生？
How can God's love make us into one body?
我们怎样能够伏在元首的底下有个身体合一的行动，身体合一的见证？
How can we submit under this head and to have one body testimony?
这是主来的时候他所要看见的。
This is what the Lord is looking for when He returns.
所以我们看见主给我们苦难是有意义的。
So we see that when the Lord gives us trials, there is meaning behind it.
要成就他的旨意在我们身上。
So that He can accomplish His will in our lives.
刚才在希伯来书十二章那里。
Previously in Hebrews chapter 12.
我们看见神管教的工作。
We see the discipline of the Lord.
然后我们知道疾病也是苦难的一种。
We know that sickness is a type of trial.
而且疾病可以说是一个最切身的苦难。
And we can also say that sickness is one of the more intimate trials.
因为它直接碰到我们这个身体。
Because it directly affects our body.
当过去的一些对主认真的弟兄姊妹
For brothers and sisters who pursued after the Lord seriously,
他们遇见疾病的时候,
when they encountered sickness,
他们是仔细地到神面前来求问,
they came before the Lord to ask.
他们不以为说这个病是不小心发生的。
And they did not have this idea that the sickness was a coincidence.
对于我们现在正在和疾病征战的弟兄姊妹,
for our brothers and sisters who are currently struggling with illness,
我们相信他们跟主之间有很好的交通。
We believe that they have good communication between the Lord.
他们也可以从主那边得着主所要启示给他们的。
And they can obtain from the Lord what they need.
能够知道怎样来对付目前这个难处。
To know how to deal with their current situation.
那今天这些话是对着我们在座的身体还健康的弟兄姊妹说。
But these words are for those of us here who are still healthy.
当我们遇见苦难的时候。
When we encounter trials.
当我们看见弟兄姊妹遇见苦难的时候。
And when we see brothers and sisters encounter trials.
我们要来学习。
Then we need to learn.
因为第四节那里告诉我们说。
Because verse 4 tells us.
说你们以罪恶相争还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
我们知道总的来说疾病跟罪是有关系。
Because we know that in general, sickness, is related with sin.
因为圣经告诉我们说罪是从一人入了世界。
Because the Bible tells us that sin entered the world through one person.
死又是从罪来的。
And death comes from sin.
所以死就临到众人。
So death has come upon all people.
因为众人都犯了罪。
Because all people have sinned.
所以在总的原则来说。
So in general,
没有罪就没有死亡。
If there is no sin, there is no death.
没有罪也就没有疾病。
And if there is no sin, then there is no sickness.
因为在罪和死的中间呢，有一个病的这个过程。
Because in the middle of sin and death, there is a process of sickness.
这是总的原则。
And this is a general concept.
但是对于个人生病的时候，
But when an individual becomes sick,
我们不能够说他生病就是因为他犯罪。
We cannot say that they are sick because they have sinned.
这必须他们个人去跟主寻求。
This is something that they have to come before the Lord.
我们外人没有权去给他做论断。
Other people do not have, cannot be a judge in this matter.
但是我们要说，当我们个人遇见疾病的时候，我们应当有什么态度？
But when we become sick, what attitude should we have?
首先第一个我们当然应当问问主。
First, of course, we need to ask the Lord.
主啊，这事临到我有什么意义？
What is the meaning of this sickness?
头一个我们当然问说，主啊，我是不是什么地方得罪你了？
We can ask, Lord, have I wronged you in some way?
我是不是什么事情上面没有听从你的话？
Is there something that I have not obeyed you in?
我是不是什么地方硬心，所以你必须把这个嫁给我。
Is there some part of my life where I am stubborn?
或是我在基督的身体里面是不是得罪了身体了？
Or in Christ's body, have I wronged the body?
得罪了教会了。
And the church.
还是得罪了我的弟兄姊妹了。
Or wronged brothers and sisters.
我们得在神面前要问问这些问题。
Well, we can ask these questions before.
若是我们被显明，我们的确在某个事上我们有罪了。
And if the Lord reveals to you that you have a sin in some area,
那我们应当求主的赦免。
Then we need to ask the Lord for forgiveness.
诗篇103篇第三节这样说。
Because Psalm 103 verse 3 says.
那里告诉我们说，我们的主他赦免我们一切的罪，医治我们一切的疾病。
It says that He forgives all our sins and heals all your diseases.
所以赦罪是在医病之先。
So forgiveness of sins comes before healing.
如果这个病是跟罪有关的话呢，必须罪先解决，病才得医治。
If a sickness is because of sin, then the sin must be dealt with first before the sickness is healed.
那么第二个方面就是，如果这个跟罪无关。
On the other hand, if the sickness, is not because of sin.
是有神特别的美意。
It is a special provision of God.
那我们就愿他的旨意成就。
Then may His will be done.
像我们知道Fanny Crosby 姊妹。
We know our sister Fanny Crosby.
她小时候医生给她开出药，她眼睛就瞎了。
When she was young, she was prescribed the incorrect medicine.
这是很大的苦难。
This is a great trial.
一辈子就这样过一个瞎眼的生活。
Because she spent the rest of her life blind.
但是她没有埋怨。
But she had no murmurs.
她知道主有更美的旨意。
Because she knew that the Lord had a better purpose for her.
她与主之间有亲密的关系。
And between her and the Lord, that she had a close relationship.
她那么的爱主，成为众人的帮助。
And her love with the Lord became a help for all people.
她写几千首的诗歌。
And she wrote thousands of hymns.
我们唱到她的诗歌的时候，我们是何等得她的帮助。
And when we sing her hymns, we are all benefit.
苦难造就了一个圣徒。
And so a trial has edified a believer.
还有我们中国的蔡淑娟姊妹。
And there is a sister from China.
她的眼睛不能见光的。
She cannot be exposed. Her eyes cannot be exposed to light.
她一见光就好像几千支针在扎她的眼睛，那么痛。
Because when her eyes are exposed to light, it is as if thousands of needles are pricking her eyes.
她一直要住在暗室里头。
And so she needs to live in darkness.
但是所有到暗室里面去看她的人
，But all who enter her dark room
都看见了光
，All will see light.
都得到了帮助。
And they were all helped.
都得到了安慰。
And they're all comforted.
他们离开的时候
，Because after they leave,
他们都如同亲眼看到神。
It was as if they personally saw God.
所以神有时候也使弟兄姊妹经历过这些的情况。
And so sometimes the Lord will allow brothers and sisters to encounter these.
因为有更美的旨意。
Because He has a better purpose.
这样我们就愿他的旨意成就。
And so in this case, may His will be done.
另外有一种情形。
There may be another case.
是仇敌攻击我们。
And the enemy is attacking you.
仇敌他也会用疾病攻击人。
The enemy can use sickness to attack us.
那如果我们祷告之后。
If after we pray.
即不是犯罪。
And our sickness is not because of sin.
也不是神有特别的美意。
And it is not, a special purpose from God.
那我们应该立刻拒绝撒旦。
Then we need to reject Satan.
那我们就可以立刻的医治。
Then we can immediately be healed.
我自己有一个小小的见证。
I have a small testimony myself.
虽然比起其他的弟兄姊妹的见证是很小的。
It's very small compared to other testimonies.
但是我因为是个人的经历，所以愿意跟大家分享。
But it's my own experience, so I will share it with you all.
我们还在旧会所的时候
，When we were at the old church building,
我的身体不太好。
My body was not very good.
特别是每一次到了冬令特会的时候
，Especially during the winter conference time,
都一定是我生病的时候。
I will always be sick.
我差不多那时候呢，冬令特会都要做翻译。
And at that time, I almost always had to translate.
有时候还要连翻一个特会团四堂。
And maybe I had to translate four messages in a row.
那我又这个英文又不好，所以要花比较多的时间在那里预备，蛮紧张。
And because my English is not that good, I had to spend more time to prepare.
所以有一次我的生病就比较严重。
And so one time, my sickness was more serious.
当聚会特会整个结束的时候
，And at the end of the conference,
那时候我已经有好几餐都吃不下饭。
I had already lost my appetite for many meals.
以前我感冒什么的时候，我是更能吃的。
Before when I was sick, I was able to eat more.
那一次很特别。
But that time was special.
我是一点胃口都没有。
Because I had no appetite at all.
好像这里就有一个东西把它关起来了。不准东西扔进去。
And so it seemed like something had closed in me and nothing could go in.
所以聚会一结束，我就赶快跑回家。
And so after the meeting, I returned home.
我躺在床上，我没有什么，我都没有力气。
And I lay on my bed, I had no strength at all.
那我在那边想。
And so I thought.
我说我一餐没有吃，两餐没有吃，三餐没有吃。
I didn't eat for three meals.
而且都没有好转的迹象。
And it doesn't seem like I'm getting better.
我里边忽然有一个紧急的感觉。
Then all of a sudden, I had an urgent feeling.
而且里面有一个很清楚的感觉。
And it was a clear feeling.
是仇敌的攻击。
That this was an attack from the enemy.
所以我立刻就斥责仇敌。
And so immediately I rebuked the enemy.
然后我就爬起来吃饭。
And I got up and ate.
那就好了。
And then I was well.
啊，在顷刻之间，那个病还有那个胃口，通通都得医治了。
And so immediately, my appetite returned and I was well.
所以我们在认识到有仇敌攻击的情况下。
And so when we recognize that our situation is an attack from the enemy,
我们该用信心来立刻抵挡他。
Then we need to, resist him with faith.
好，那么如果不是这些。
But if it is not these things,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
不管是哪一个原因
regardless of the reason,
不是从仇敌来的肯定从神来的
if it's not from the enemy, then it's from God.
那么神来的都在管教这个范围里头
then if it's from God, it is in the realm of discipline.
那么在管教范围里头的我们要看见主给我们的教导
and in the realm of discipline, we see the Lord's teaching.
在希伯来书十二章第五节说
in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, it says,
verse 5.
5.
我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。
My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you.
当管教临到的时候
，When discipline comes,
有两种态度是很不好。
There are two incorrect.
一个是轻看
，One is to look light.
一个是灰心
，And one is to lose heart.
主管教一次，我们把它当不当一回事。
The Lord disciplines once.And we overlook it.
管教两次，我们不当一回事。
And the second discipline, we still make light of it.
这个就是轻看。
This is making light of the Lord's discipline.
第二个情形就是灰心。
The other condition is to lose heart.
一被管教的时候
，Every time discipline comes,
我们整个就看见我们的难处。
Then all we see is our difficulty.
我们看不见主了。
And we can't see God.
我们看不见盼望了。
And we don't see hope.
我们就灰心了。
And then we lose heart.
所以一个真正属灵的人
So a true spiritual person.
他乃是在难处中间要穿越过难处去看见那个背后的主。
In their time of difficulty, they see beyond their situation and see God.
我们看见主的时候
And when we see him,
我们就不灰心。
Then we will not lose
heart. 为什么呢
Why?
因为他说主所爱的他必管教。
Because the Lord disciplines those He loves.
管教是证明他爱我们。
Discipline proves that He loves us.
不爱的不管教。
Because He does not discipline those.
有鞭打还手说那的儿子。
He punishes everyone He accepts as a son.
因为他说我们所忍受的是神管教我们。
Because what we encounter is God disciplining us.
待你们如同待儿子。
But as you discipline a son.
像小时候我们出去玩
For example, when we go out and play when we're young,
我们跟别人打架了
and we get into a fight with other kids,
然后我爸爸来了
then the dad comes,
他只打我一个
he only punishes me.
那么多人都在打架他不打他们呢
So many kids were fighting, but he doesn't punish them.
为什么呢
Why?
因为我是他的儿子
Because I'm his son.
爸爸他只能够管教自己的儿子。
And so the dad can only, discipline his own son.
并且因为他管教我们的缘故。
And because he disciplines us.
证明我们是他的儿子。
It proves that we are his son.
如果他不管教我们。
Because if he doesn't discipline us.
圣经说这个是私子。
Then the Bible says that this is illegitimate.
这不是这没有名分。
And, you have no, position.
所以父亲管教的时候。
And so when the father disciplines,
是宝贵的
it is precious,
而且父亲管教的时候
and the hand that disciplines
是有爱的
has love.
父亲往往是这个脏举得很高
this father is always, the standard is held high.
但是打下来的时候却是轻的
But when he punishes, it is light.
这就是父亲
This is a father.
几年前我们有一个美国孩子跑到新加坡去
Many years ago, there was an American who went to Singapore.
那孩子呢？这个把美国的坏习惯带去，他就在那边乱涂鸦，喷漆在汽车上，在墙上。
And he graffitied a lot of things there.
结果闹得这个美国总统出面求情。
And the president of the United States had to come out to plead for him.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他被判那个踏刑。
Because he was sentenced to caning.
那个孔武有力的那个人啊, 拿着杖, 这样跑过去, 这边重重地打上屁股。
caning.
然后呢, 这一打下去啊, 不是父亲打儿子。
And this is not a father punishing a son.
有的哈, 打一边啊, 就昏倒了。
Some will faint after one strike.
一打这个, 皮就裂开了。
Because your skin will split.
而且那是以后永远的疤痕, 不会消失的。
And the scar will remain with you forever.
所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
我们不是落在那个刑罚人的人手中。
Because we are not in the hands of a punisher.
我们乃是在我们父亲的手中。
But we are in the hands of our Father.
并且父亲这样的管教。
Moreover, from our Father's discipline,
有非常重大的意义。
There is significant meaning.
有三个目的。
There are three purposes.
第一个, 他要我们学习顺服。
First, he wants us to learn obedience.
让我们学会顺服。
So that we can learn to be obedient.
第二个,
Secondly,
要使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
So that we can have a part in his righteousness.
第三个,
Thirdly,
我们能够在平安中结出义的果子。
We can have fruit in peace.
义的果子。
We can bear fruit of righteousness and peace.
这三个是神我们的父亲精心为我们安排要赐给我们的。
These three things have been carefully planned by God for us.
现在这里跟我们讲说, 生生的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗？
In verse 10 it says, Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness.
所以第一个，我们学顺服。
So first, we learn obedience.
顺服有多重要？
How important is obedience?
我们看见顺服乃是神对我们儿女们第一个要求。
We see obedience is the first requirement God asks of his children.
比起背十字架, 比起奉献, 比起为他做工, 都还要来得多。
Compared to bearing the cross and serving, it is more important.
他曾经借着撒母耳这样告诉我们。
He used Samuel to tell us.
他说, 听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
顺从胜于羔羊的自由。
To obey is better than the fat of rams.
扫罗被废不能做王,
Saul was cannot be king anymore was because he was disobedient.
大卫被立为王,
and David was established as king because he was obedient. And why is this important?
因为顺服呢, 它的对面就是权柄。
Because the object of obedience is authority.
顺服乃是顺服神的权柄。
We obey God's authority.
在这个宇宙中间, 神的权柄受到挑战。
In this world, the authority of God has been challenged.
因为撒旦, 他不服神的权柄。
Because Satan does not submit to God's authority.
他把自己高举在神之上。
He elevated himself higher than God.
他在宇宙中间跟神争, 谁有权柄。
And in the universe, he challenged God's authority.
所以这是以赛亚书14章给我们的启示。
And so this is a prophecy from Isaiah 14.
那里告诉我们, 他是公然起来抵挡神的权柄。
It tells us that Satan came up to challenge God's authority.
他不是先犯了罪,
he did not first sin.
他乃是先抵挡权柄。
But first, he challenged authority.
但是到了以西结书28章,
but in Ezekiel chapter 28,
我们就看见了, 神就在撒旦的身上查出的不义。
We see that God found unrighteousness in Satan.
查出他犯罪了。
And found that he sinned.
在我们身上也是这样。
In our own bodies, it's
因为我们的堕落是从撒旦来的。
Because our fall came from Satan.
他怎样的抵挡神, 怎样的犯罪, 我们也照样抵挡神, 这样犯罪。
How he resisted God and sinned, we also do the same.
所以第一个, 神叫我们学顺服。
So first, the Lord tells us to obey.
第二个, 神叫我们得圣洁。
Secondly, God tells us to be holy.
对付了这两个的问题。
To deal with these two problems.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
主耶稣他的顺从为什么为我们这些信他的人带来永远得救的根源呢？
Why can Jesus be the source of our salvation through his obedience?
神说他因为顺从就完全了。
It is because he obeyed and became perfect.
我们可能很多时候在我们身上我们一直在追求一些什么美德。
Many times, we may pursue after some good things.
但是弟兄姊妹们，如果我们不除去里面那个背叛的灵的话，
But if we do not, get rid of our rebellious spirit,
我们仍然不能达到神的目的。
Then we cannot reach God's purpose.
因为今天是永远的旨意。
Because today, God's eternal purpose
乃是要得着为基督得着一个身体
is to gain a body for Christ
让基督来做头
so that Christ can be the head
让教会来做身体
so that the church can be the body
让基督来充满他的教会
so that Christ can fill his church
让基督借着教会做万有的元首
so that Christ can use the church to be the head of all
让万有都伏在基督的权柄底下
So that all will be submit, will submit under the authority of Christ.
所以宇宙最终的争执是谁得权柄。
And so the ultimate, struggle in this universe is who has authority.
基督身体的建立。
The building up of God, Christ's body.
为什么比单单有一个聚会、有一些的敬拜更重要？
Why is it more important than an individual meeting?
因为这中间关系到一个顺服权柄的问题。
Because at the center, it deals with obeying, submitting to authority.
当我们信主耶稣的时候
，When we believe in Jesus,
我们得生命
，We receive life.
几个一些的弟兄姊妹得生命，基督的身体出来了。
And a few brothers and sisters with Christ's life, the body comes out.
但是当有人得救，当有身体。不够
But just to have people saved or just to have a body is not enough.
必须是身体彰显了基督的在基督里面彰显他的合一
But rather we need the body to testify of unity in Christ.
基督身体合一的见证出来的时候
The testimony of unity in Christ's body when it comes out.
那就是神所要的
That is what God wants.
所以我们一边要信救恩得生命
And so on one hand, we need to believe and be saved.
另外我们要服权柄的见证。
On the other hand, we need to submit to authority and give a testimony.
我们可以说信的时候我们得到这个生命是很宝贵的。
We can say that the life that we receive from believing is precious.
但是我们的行事为人呢?
But what about our actions?
能彰显基督身体的合一吗?
Can it manifest the unity of Christ's body?
这需要更深十字架的工作。
This needs a deeper working of the cross.
所以当主耶稣在客西马尼园的时候
So when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane,
他不说按着他自己的旨意去上十字架。
He did not go on the cross by his own will.
连上十字架这件事情他都要求父的旨意。
Even going up on that cross, he asked God's will.
并且他说不要照我意思，乃要照你的意思。
And he said, "Not by my will, but your will be done."
所以主在地上做了什么榜样呢
？And so, what example did Christ give us?
乃是为所有背叛的人类做了一个顺服神的榜样。
And that is, he was an example for all of us, rebellious people.
所以主在圣经上，他称许百夫长。
He allowed the high priest.
不是百夫长那个。
Oh, commanders of thousands. Hundreds.
我们记得啊，有一个百夫长，他被主耶稣称赞说，在以色列中哦都没有这么大的信心。
It's the faith of the centurion. Jesus commended him, saying that in all of Israel, he did not find anyone with such great faith.
这个百夫长的信心为什么这样被称赞呢？
And why did Jesus commend the centurion for his faith?
因为百夫长说，他说，我在人的权下，也有人的在我的权下。
Because the centurion said that I am under someone, and there are people who are under me.
他说，对这个说去就去，对那个说来他就来。
And if I tell one to go, he goes. And if one to come, then he comes.
这个百夫长认识权柄。
And so this centurion understood authority.
从认识权柄产生对主的信任，这个顺服被神称赞。
And by recognizing authority and seeing the authority of Christ, he was commended for this.
所以今天弟兄姊妹们。
So today, brothers and sisters,
我们要认识神。
We need to know God.
我们就要是要认识权柄。
And then we need to recognize his authority.
权柄乃是代表神自己。
Because authority represents God himself.
啊，得罪权柄，那就是得罪神自己。
And to, if you sin against authority, you sin against God.
那么不仅神这个权柄，我们都应当顺服。
And not only should we obey God's authority,
并且呢，神所设立的代表权柄，我们应当顺服。
We also need to obey those who have been set as authorities by God.
我们来看罗马书十三章。
Can we turn to Romans chapter 13?
罗马书十三章，我们请读第一和第二节。
Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2.
在上有权柄的人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God.Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves.
神自己是权柄。
God himself is authority.
并且他是绝对的权柄。
And he is the ultimate authority.
因此对于神是要绝对的顺服。
And so that for, we need to be fully obedient to God.
但是在地上。
But on earth,
他也设立代表的权柄。
He has established representative authorities.
代表的权柄是相对的权柄。
And so these authorities are comparable.
因为是人。
They are people.
不够完全。
They're not perfect.
所以有些时候，当人违反了神的旨意的时候。
And so many times when people disobey God.
那么我们呢，就不能够随意的顺从。
Then we cannot willingly obey.
但神在这里告诉我们说，
But here God tells us,
凡是在神所设立的权柄中，
For all the authority that God has established,
人人都当顺服，
All people must obey.
并且告诉我们说，没有权柄不是出于神的，
And there is no authority that does not come from God.
凡掌权的都是神所命的，
All authorities that exist have been established.
所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神，
So those who rebel against authority rebel against God.
抗拒的必自取刑罚，
And those who rebel will be, bring judgment on themselves.
地上有些什么代表的权柄呢？
And what are some representative authorities on earth?
在家庭中，
In the family.
在国家里，
in the country,
这些都有权柄。
There is authority in these.
比如说，神设立父母做儿女的权柄。
For example, God established parents to be authority over the children.
要求儿女们要顺服父母。
And require the children to be obedient to the parents.
神设立丈夫做妻子的权柄。
God established the husband as authority over the wife.
要求妻子应当顺服丈夫。
And requires the wife to obey the husband.
让我们看见在人类的实行中间。
So we see, throughout humanity.
因着我们里面那个背叛的天性。
Because of our, rebellious nature.
这些东西被破坏得非常的厉害。
These things have been corrupted.
夏娃在伊甸园里面就不顺服亚当。
Eve in the Garden of Eden did not obey Adam.
她摘果子吃是没有经过跟亚当的商量。
And, she took the fruit without consulting Adam.
亚当拿果子吃也没有经过神的同意。
And when Adam took the fruit, he did not consult with God.
所以夫妻两个人都在伊甸园里面背叛。
And so both were judged in the Garden of Eden.
那么父亲在儿女的眼中也失去了权柄。
And the father has also lost, authority in the eyes of the children. Especially in our age.
现代的哲学思想。
The philosophy of these days.
是不要权柄的。
Is to have no authority.
是没有人可以做我们的主的。
So no one can be our Lord.
就像在以四世时代最后面的那句话一样。
Just like in the time at the end of the Judges.
他说那个时候以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
It says that at that time there was no king in Israel, so the people did as they saw as they pleased.
这是一个不法的时代。
This is a lawless time.
我们把神所设立的权柄轻看的推翻的。
We have overlooked and rejected God's authority.
但是这个后果是非常严重。
But the consequences are serious.
我们来看看挪亚和他的儿子们。
Because we see Noah and his sons.
有一天挪亚喝的酒他失态了。
One day Noah became drunk and was naked in his tent.
他的儿子韩看见父亲赤身露体。
And his son Ham saw his father.
他没有帮父亲遮盖。
He did not cover up his father.
他跑去告诉他的兄弟。
But rather he told his brothers.
让父亲一个献丑。
So that he exposed his father.
他的兄弟哥哥和弟弟他们就倒退着进去房间，然后帮他的父亲遮盖起来。
But his brothers took a cloth and entered the tent backwards to cover up their father.
当挪亚醒来知道这件事情的时候
，And when Noah found out about these things，
他就说了预言。
Then he prophesied.
他说：“韩的子孙，迦南的后代，当受咒诅。”
The descendants of Ham, which is Canaan, will be condemned.
他的后代都要做他兄弟的奴仆。
And his descendants will be the slaves of his brothers.
做闪的后代的奴仆。
To be slaves to Shem.
做韩的后代的奴仆。
And to be slaves to Japheth.
这就是我们所看见的人类历史。
And so we see in human history.
虽然我们都不喜欢黑奴制度。
Although we do not like slavery.
但是那个黑奴制度的原因就是那个咒诅。
But the black slavery in history comes from that curse.
所以叫权柄出丑失态，这是一个对权柄的藐视。
So Ham, he despised the authority of his father.
因为我们不肯服权柄的缘故，神就叫我们终生做人家的奴仆。
Because he was unwilling to submit to the authority established by God, he was condemned.
一辈子要学服权柄的功课。
So that his entire life, he had to learn the lesson of obedience.
这是何等严肃的事情！
This is a serious situation.
就和亲爱的弟兄姊妹们在爱中鼓励。
And so in love, I encourage brothers and sisters.
在家中应当尊重权柄。
That in our families, we need to respect authority.
特别当代表着权柄，他们有了错误的时候。
Especially when the representative authority has done something wrong.
他们失败了。
And they have failed.
那时候就考验我们，里面的灵到底是顺服的还是背叛的。
That will test us to see whether we have a rebellious spirit or we have a submissive one.
如果我们是里面有背叛的灵的话，
If our spirit is rebellious,
我们要趁机宣扬这个权柄它的如何如何失败。
Then we'll seize the opportunity to expose this failure.
叫它大大的出丑。
So that this authority will be shamed.
我们都是人。
We are all people,
我们都会有错。
And we will all do wrong.
但是神呢，他在人中间选立一些做权柄。
But God has chosen some to be authorities.
是为着神他的安排。
And that is for his arrangement.
不是因为某人特别好。
Not because one is better than the
other. 我们之所以顺从，
we obey.
那是因为看见神在他身上给了权柄。
Because we see that God has placed authority in him.
所以如果我们不认识权柄，
so if we do not recognize authority,
我们不碰见权柄，
and we do not touch authority,
我们就服不下来，
then we cannot submit.
我们就老要反抗，
and we will always rebel.
我们老要低估，
and we will resist.
我们甚至要毁谤，
and we will reject.
我显出我们里面有一个背叛的灵。
And this all reveals a rebellious spirit within us.
但顺服的灵就不是这样。
But a submissive spirit is not so.
顺服的灵为代表权柄的失败来遮盖。
Because a submissive spirit will cover up the authority that has failed.
知道我们都在软弱之中。
Because it knows that we are all in weakness.
除了主耶稣之外，没有一个另外一个完全人。
Aside from Christ, there is no person who
这是一个对的灵。
Is whole. This is a correct spirit.
我们看见主人和仆人有这个关系。
We see there's a relationship here between a master and a servant.
你要是我们做仆人，要顺从主人。
The servant obeys the master.
我们要顺服国家的各种的法律制度。
Citizens obey the laws of their country.
这些都是神所设立的权柄。
These are all authorities established by God.
但是神给我们学权柄最大最重要的地方是什么呢？
But what is the most important point of learning obedience?
那是在基督的身体里头。
That is in Christ's body.
基督身体的建立。
In the building up of Christ's body.
需要权柄被尊重。
Authority needs to be respected.
基督的权柄被我们众人所尊重。
Christ's authority needs to be recognized by all of us.
基督所设立的权柄也被我们所尊重。
The authority established by Christ needs to be recognized. 人人学顺服的功课。And so all of us can learn to submit. Only then can we see the body.
所以我们在教会里
And so in the church,
要比在家庭中在国家社会里更严肃地看待这件事情。
We need to see this more seriously than in our family or in the country.
我们都知道米利安的故事。
We all know the story of Miriam.
米利安看见摩西娶了一个古实女子，就是黑人做妻子。
She saw that Moses took a Cushite woman to be a wife.
那她就起来诽谤他。
And she came up to rebuke him.
如果米利安作为姐姐，
Miriam as an older sister,
她在家里面如果以姐姐身份规劝摩西，责备她是可以的。
She has the rightful authority as the older sister to rebuke Moses in the family.
但是当在以色列百姓的会中，
But in the congregation of the Israelites,
他毁谤摩西，
she rebuked Moses.
神就不容许。
Then God did not allow this.
因为在会中，摩西是神设立的权柄。
Because in the congregation, Moses was the established authority.
在家庭中，他有姐姐的权柄。
In the family, he is under his sister's authority.
在聚会里，他就要看见摩西是权柄。
But in the meeting, Moses is the authority.
因为他的毁谤。
And because of her rebuke,
神叫她长了大麻风。
Then God allowed her to receive leprosy.
还有可拉党的叛逆。
And the rebellion of Korah.
可拉那次的叛逆是非常的厉害的。
That rebellion was very serious.
是集体的背叛。
And it was a corporate rebellion.
是一些的领袖们联合起来背叛。
And it was a group of leaders who came up to rebel.
惹起神的愤怒。
And so it incurred God's wrath.
摩西伏在神的面前。
Moses submitted before the Lord.
接受他们的攻击。
And accepted their attack.
但因为摩西是神所设立的权柄。
But because Moses was God's established
authority. 所以神起来为摩西说话。
So God came up to speak for Moses.
神起来刑罚背叛的人。
And God came up to punish those who were rebellious.
地开口。
And the earth
opened. 把那些几百个人都吞吃了。
And swallowed the rebellious
people. 为什么呢？
Why?
因为当遇见权柄的时候，
Because when you meet authority,
阴间就不能胜过我们。
Then Hades will not overcome us.
如果权柄在我们中间被尊重的时候，
When authority is respected among us,
阴间就不能胜过我们。
Then Hades will not overcome us.
主耶稣的话，
These are the words of Christ.
教会呢是建在基督磐石上。
Because today the church is built on the rock.
是阴间的权柄不能胜过。
So that the Gates of Hades will not overcome it.
但是如果权柄被藐视被反叛的时候，
But if authority is despised,
阴间就开口了，
Then Hades will open up.
阴间就要吞吃人了，
And it will swallow people.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
阴间就是死亡，
Hades is death.
阴间就是造成疾病，
And Hades causes disease.
每个人在我们里面的心查，
May all of us examine ourselves.
是哪，我里面有没有背叛的灵？
Ask the Lord, do we have a rebellious spirit?
在神的见证里，
Because in the testimony of God,
我们都是做肢体的。
We are all members.
没有谁特别高过谁。
No one is higher than the other.
但是当神在那里安排他的身体的时候，
But when God is arranging his body,
我们必须尊重他。
Then we need to respect
that. 尊重代表权柄是尊重神。
Because respecting authority is respecting God.
这叫我们可以得益处。
And this will bring us benefit.
那么因着这样的缘故，
For this reason,
我们若肯学习，
If we are willing to learn,
我们就在苦难中学了顺从。
Then in difficulty, we learn obedience.
除去我们里面那个背叛的灵。
So that we can eliminate our rebellious spirit.
也叫我们在神的圣洁上有份。
So that we can also be a part of God's holiness.
因为主要一点一滴的借着苦难把他的生命性情做在我们里面。
Because God will work His characters into our lives.
那么我们又肯顺服。
If we are willing to obey,
and we're
willing to pursue after the increase of Christ in us,
and
to obey the path that He has set out for our lives, then before the Lord, before God, we are right. And when these trials come upon us, we do not reject it. And we do not complain.
我们也不为别人抱怨。
And we do not complain for others.
我们不要跟神说，神啊，这个人这么好，你怎么叫他生病呢？
And we don't say, God, this person is so good. How can you allow them to be sick?
好像神错了，我们都对了。
As if the Lord, as if God was wrong and we were right.
那我们就得罪神。
Then we will sin against God.
我们也叫我们弟兄姊妹得益处。
And we do not benefit our brothers and sisters.
我们众人都伏在神的权下。
All of us.Are to submit before God's authority.
说父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
And we say, Father, yes, because your will is good.
神多爱我们。
How he loves us.
他多么愿意我们得好处。
And how he desires for us, to receive good things.
他今天把我们安置在一个这么安舒的环境里头。
And he has placed us in such a comfortable environment.
什么难处？世界上许多的战争，许多的饥荒，许多的难处都把我们挪掉了。
And he has removed all kinds of wars and famines from us.
我们遇见一点点疾病的时候，不要抱怨。
And so when we have some sickness,
不要质疑神。
We should not complain.
我们说你所做的多好。
We should say that all you do is good.
接受他在我们身上更深的工作。
To accept the deeper working in our lives.
除去所有背叛的灵。
And to get rid of all our rebellious.
除去所有的污秽败坏的行为。
And to get rid of all our corrupt actions.
让神在我们中间得荣耀。
So that God can be glorified among us.
我们好不好唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn.
诗歌365首。
Hymn 365. We will sing stanzas 1, 4, and 5.
愿神为我们拣选道路。
May the Lord choose the way for us.
愿我们余生的小杯让他随意来倾注。
Take thou my cup, and it with joy or sorrow fill.
然后为我们选择人生的道路。
And to choose the best way for our life.
无论是健康或是疾病。
Whether it is sickness or health.
笑容或是眼泪。
Laughter or tears.
愿神旨意成就。
May the will of the Lord be done.
愿他得着一切的荣耀。
And may he receive all the glory.
好吧，我们大家一同起立来唱。
Please rise and sing.
把我们的全人伏在他的面前。
So that our entire person can be submitted before him. Lord, we thank you.
我们把你带进苦难。
We bring you into trials.
你为我们受尽最大的苦难。
And you have suffered the greatest trial for us.
主，我们伏在你的权下。
We submit before your authority.
愿意你带领我们。
May you lead us.
达成父荣耀的旨意。
So that we can accomplish Father's will.
在今生做客旅。
So as we are traveling in this life,
却是天上的国民,
we can be citizens of heaven,
却永远以父的事为念,
and to be, considerate of the Father's things.
愿你得着基督身体合一的见证,
may you gain the testimony of
Christ's body, 得着许多顺命的儿女,
and to gain many obedient children.
愿我们催促你的回来。
May we, urge your coming.
迎娶你的新妇。
To be prepared to be your bride.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.